His and Hers by M.C. Beaton, narrated by Davina Porter. Chapter 1. Agatha Raisin, private detective, was in the grip of a great obsession. Her friend, the vicar's wife, Mrs. Bloxby, reflected sadly that Agatha, a normally shrewd woman, seemed to lose her wits when she fell in love. For Agatha had fallen for the village of Carsley's gardener and odd-job man, George Marston. He had worked on her garden until it was into shape, and then Agatha, to Mrs. Bloxby's horror, had smashed up her perfectly good bookshelves in order to employ him again, doing carpentry. George Marston, ex-army, was over 6 feet tall, with green eyes and thick blonde hair streaked with grey. But Agatha had fierce competition from the other women in the Cotswold village, and from one very dangerous one in particular. Jessica Fordyce, a leading actress in a long-running hospital drama, had bought a cottage in the village for weekends. Jessica was in her 30s, petite, with flaming red hair framing a heart-shaped face. And she was witty and amusing. And she seemed to need a lot of gardening work done. Agatha began to grudge the time spent out of the village on detective work. She ran a successful detective agency in Mercer, but she reminded herself that she had moved to the Cotswolds from London and had taken early retirement, although in her early 50s, to enjoy life. She fretted over her appearance. How could thick, glossy brown hair and good legs compete with such as Jessica? Jessica's eyes were large and blue. Agatha's were small and bear-like, looking warily out from a round face. Things came to a head for Agatha when George rang one evening and said he hoped to take her for lunch the following day to repay the lunch she had previously bought.